important to note just briefly that I became aware within just a short time after 9/11 that the White House had authorized NSA to turn its extraordinary surveillance powers and point them within the United States of America, unleashing a program called Stellar Wind, and effectively turning the United States of America into the equivalent of a foreign nation for the purpose of blanket electronic surveillance, beginning with phone numbers, and then rapidly accelerating from there to include a lot of other data, email addresses, internet usage, financial information. In fact, Stellar Wind is an umbrella program under which a number of other programs existed and were formed later. And so that was the foundation. Because of the 9/11 failures, the excuse was we just need the data. And it doesn't matter where it is. And that under the power of the president, and this was argued in some memos and later disclosures, in secret, actually, interestingly enough, the justification that the president had inherent executive authority to do this under his Article II commander-in-chief powers. And so that was the foundation. I began to hear murmurs about this field op that was going to be used as sort of the first instantiation of Stellar Wind on an even larger scale, meaning that what I've called a golden opportunity to put everything that was available and essentially put a surveillance shield bubble, as it were, over the Salt Lake City venues.